Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. Now here with music on records is Howard Miller.
Well, thank you very much, Joe Foss. Sort of frostbitten around the ears and the outer edges because it's pretty cold in the Middle West with a couple of inches of snow dumped on our old pumpkin heads around Chicago yesterday. But regardless, we're sort of happy today. In fact, we're wonderfully happy because we have in our studio probably the biggest record act of all times, the Andrews Sisters. And I don't think anybody will dispute the fact that when girls can rack up a total sale of approximately 50 million records in a lifetime, they must be acknowledged the accolade of being the top record act in the country. And we're just so happy that we be able to talk to the girls about the story of the Andrews Sisters in just a moment for Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. First off, though, let's listen to a hot new platter by Harry Belafonte, and this is a cute one, all about the papa who feels he's pretty ugly, basking in the limelight of his mother's beauty, and he sings Mama Look a Boo Boo.
I wonder why nobody don't like me, or is it the fact that I'm ugly? I wonder why nobody don't like me, or is it a fact that I'm ugly? I leave my whole house and go. My children don't want me no more. Bad talk inside the house they bring, and when I talk they start to sing. Mama look a boo boo, they shout. Dear mother, tell them shut up your mouth. That is your daddy. Oh no, my daddy can't be ugly, so shut your mouth, go away. Mama look a boo boo day. Shut your mouth, go away. Mama look a boo boo day. I couldn't even digest me supper due to the children's behavior. John, yes, Pa, come here a moment. Ring the bell, you're much too impudent. John says it's James who stopped it first. James tells the story in reverse. I drag my belt from off me waist. You should hear them screaming round the place. Mama look a boo boo, they shout. Dear mother, tell them shut up your mouth. That is your daddy. Oh no, my daddy can't be ugly, so shut your mouth, go away. Mama look a boo boo day. Shut your mouth, go away. Mama look a boo boo day. So I began to question the mother. These children ain't got no behavior. So I began to question the mother. These children ain't got no behavior. They're playing with you, my wife declare. You should be proud of them, my dear. These children were taught to bloom in slack. That ain't no kind of joke to crack. Mama look a boo boo, they shout. Their mother tell them shut up your mouth. That is your daddy. Oh no, my daddy can't be ugly, so shut your mouth, go away. Mama look a boo boo day. Shut your mouth, go away. Mama look a boo boo day. Shut your mouth, go away. Mama look a boo boo day. Shut your mouth, go away.
Another big hit by a tremendous artist of song, Harry Belafonte, with Mama Look a Boo Boo, a new Victor record. I like the lyric. It's a very cute lyric, except that part about shut your mouth. I wish he would have said, before you do, slip in a stick of Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum, because that would, you see, sort of be a built-in wonderful commercial for a swell product. I'm sitting here looking at a package of Wrigley Spearmint. I wonder when the last time you did the same was. And if you look at it, you'll see that it carries an impact of real fine chewing pleasure. It's white. Wrigley is in red, the spearmint in the green leaf, and then, of course, the words chewing gum. Now, this is five invitations to wonderful pleasure for you. Now, all you have to do to find that out is to pick up a pack of Wrigley Spearmint. Try it. Five different times you'll get all the pleasure that there is in chewing a swell gum product. Why don't you try Wrigley Spearmint today and have it always? But ask for it by that name Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Well, the girls are sitting opposite me, girls. It's just so swell having you here. Let's begin to talk to the Andrews sisters.
Well, I suppose as long as you're sitting in this proper order geographically across the table from us, we might as well start with you, Laverne. I suppose it feels pretty exciting to get back into the harness of show business again, doesn't it?
Well, I'll tell you, I think we're enjoying it more than we ever did because it's like a whole new career for us. We're not taking ourselves too seriously anymore.
Uh-huh.
And we're enjoying our work. See, before, we just kept working and working and never had any time for ourselves.
Never had any fun with the work?
No, we never did.
Well, now, how do you mean that you're taking it more lightheartedly now, Laverne? You're working just as hard.
We're working maybe a lot more. But you see, we started as children, and for 18 years, we just slugged it out and just never had any time for knowing people.
Mm-hmm. Explain that phrase, Laverne, yes, slugging
please.
It out. You mean rehearsing.
I thought maybe she was going to say now you've gone back to playing with dolls or something.
No, I don't. I will express it more clearly. Is that the work now is a pleasure because we're doing it because we love it.
Yes.
Not because we have to.
Yes. Well, now, actually, you didn't have to before, Patty, but you wanted to because you kids are thoroughly indoctrinated in show business. You started, what, at the tender years of 10?
About 10, 11 years old.
Well, was this singing up around your home city, Minneapolis, St. Paul, wasn't it?
No, well, we were all born in Minneapolis, Minnesota. That's our hometown. But we went into the business professionally when I was 11 years old. But we had sung in kiddie reviews around Minneapolis, you know. Mm-hmm. But we went into the business on the road when I was 11 years old.
Now, by the road, you mean in vaudeville?
Uh-huh. We played theaters. This man by the name of Larry Rich had picked up about 10 or 12 young kids from Minneapolis to join his unit show.
Yes.
And the three of us were a part of it.
As I recall, although I wasn't in Minneapolis at the time, there was some parental objection to your kids going out on the road, which is understandable, such youngsters. Wasn't Papa sorely against this whole proposition?
Oh, I should say he was.
You know, he didn't like the idea of show business at all.
Who talked him into it, Maxine? You?
Mother.
We had a Norwegian mother who was... don't let anybody kid you when they say that they're, what would you call
placid?
Yes.
She
was a real fireball.
Now, Laverne, in the old days, I say the old days, the warriors, you kids,
Which war? Yeah, explain that one. It was the second war.
That's wonderful, Maxine. You girls were working about 54 weeks every year, if that's possible. What is your intention now, to work how many weeks a year at the theater and nightclub level?
Well, we're just laying out an entourage now. I mean, we're going to go to work and taking it seriously. We're also preparing for our own television show. They've already written our life story.
Mm-hmm. For
pictures.
For pictures. Is that going to be a Lulu?
I'm not going to see it.
Who are they going to get to play it, the Boswell sisters?
No, I think the Ritz brothers.
The Ritz brothers. Well, that makes sense, just so it's not the crew cuts, because they're a little bit short.
Well, you can't tell, you know, today the way they're cutting the girls' hair, you know.
It could all be. You can't really tell, boy or girl. Well, now, Patty, when the group was disbanded for a while, Maxine, Laverne taking separate courses, you remained in show business as a single, and the last time I had a chance to talk to you on this program and on television, you were out here at the Chez Paris.
Mm-hmm.
You were on a big tour, which was a triumphal thing for you. Did you want to get back, I mean, I'm sure that you did, into the trio work much more so than continue as a single?
Well, of course. You know, really, the trio's my first love, mm-hmm. you know. And, in fact, it was a very funny thing how the three of us got back together again, Howard. We were called back to California to discuss the life story that they're making on the three of us for pictures. And it was sitting around discussing all the things that had happened in the past. And we had such tremendous laughs over it, you know, that we finally came to the conclusion that the things that seemed so tremendously important that was part of the things that happened, you know, for the three of us to split for that 2.5 years, became very unimportant.
Yes.
And before you knew it, why, we were just, you know, discussing about getting back together again. And then Capitol asked us if we wanted to make some records together. Before we knew it, just one thing led to another.
Well, it's paradoxical that the story of someone's life would be climaxed, I presume we can say, by a return to show business of three of the most wonderful and talented kids in the world. And I certainly hope that you're together as a trio for a long, long while.
Thank you, Howard.
Thank you
There's
so
only
much.
One thing, you know, coming back together again kind of ruined the end of the story. the picture story, because this producer, he had the story where after the three of us were on the Shower of Stars together and had come back together for this one shot after 2.5 years, we walked out of the door going our separate ways, but we lost something.
They're going to rewrite the whole doggone script. Let's listen to the Andrews Sisters now with this from their newest Capitol album, their first Capitol album. It's going to be a big seller for them, and of course you remember it in the old days as a single called Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree.
Top you kids, the Andrews Sisters, and this is Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree from their new Capitol album. Girls, Patty, Maxine, Laverne, just wonderful having you here. I want to wish you the very best of luck on the resumption of the career of the famed Andrews Sisters.
Thank you, Howard.
Well, our time is all up because it's Friday along about quitting time for us on this particular program, so I think maybe we best tell you that we'll be back again on Monday at the same time, sort of plugging away at getting you to chew Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum and presenting some of the famed acts of show business. Till we see you then, let me give you this parting suggestion. If you drive over the weekend, please drive carefully. Now, one of the nice ways to stay alert behind the wheel is by the chewing action of Wrigley Spearmint, but even if you don't take the gum, it's still important that you drive carefully. Please be careful of human life. We'll see you on Monday at the same time. Until then, let me present not one of the Andrews Sisters, but one of the Foss boys, Joe.
You've just heard The Howard Miller Show with Lou Ware, with music on records, brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Be sure to join Howard on Monday at this same time when his guest will be Russell Arms on the CBS Radio Network.